Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
I know who I am. And times like this, I wish I could tap into my inner, what would I call it? I don't know, inner Michael Jackson or something like that. Oh, I won't do it. Valerie Joy, resurrect me. So we can die to the old and be made new. That is the prayer. We prayed, we're ready, we've set the foundation. Rewind selector. No, I won't. Yes. Ooh, I was led to play that song, and that last few minutes got me. Okay, shake it off. You got a show to do. Shake it off. Yes, yes, yes. Welcome home. Welcome to yourself. Good evening. Good night. Good morning. Good day to you. And just wherever you are right now, we are honoring you and thanking you for joining us on Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and change is inspired. And as I always say, when you change with the change, when you embrace the change, when you yield, when you surrender to the change, you will make a mighty difference. You are listening to Living in the Yes with Reverend Dr. Deborah L. Johnson. We call her Rev D, and you can too. That's how she rolls. You are family. I am Ade, life coach Ade Anifowoshe, the producer of the show, moving things along behind the scene, taking your calls, or checking to see if you got calls. 347-426-3346 is the number. 347-426-3346 is the number. And thank you for saying yes to your soul appointment, for being on time, for being in time. And you are preparing yourself right now to be restored. Tonight's topic is restoration. We are restoring. We are allowing ourselves to see things differently and be change agents as we rise above circumstances. Well, you can post your questions, comments, your thoughts in the chat room, or you can post it on the Ask Life Coach. No, not that one. I went into automatic there. Post it on the Life Conversations Radio. That's it. Like page. But we prefer when you call in. Call in, share your story, ask your questions, your testimony. Join the conversation. Live in the yes. Dial the number, press one, and we'll be happy to bring you into the conversation and we can all grow together. So without further ado, let's bring on Rev D. She is ready to share the truth as she is all plugged in and she's getting ready to download. Good evening, Rev D. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. And how are you?
I am restoring. I am restoring. Yes.
And I say welcome to everyone who is listening, and thank you so much for your consciousness, for dialing in and participating in this thing called life.
It's a new day.
Restoration. When I was asked what would be the topic and how would I look at restoration, and it was just off the top of my head, but what I texted in is I defined restoration as our capacity to be rejuvenated and rise above all circumstances. Restoration, our capacity to be rejuvenated and to rise above all circumstances. To be restored means that there's something within you that is still of worth, that is still of value, that no matter what it is that's happened to it, it can be brought back to full life. If we were to think of a material object, when we look at things, sometimes all we see is the damage. All we see is what's happened to it, and it seems like it's less valuable. I'm particularly sensitive to that right now because this past weekend at my church, we have this annual event that we have the first Saturday in August called Elegant Treasures. It's a flea market and fair. This was our 10th annual one. I can't even begin to tell you how much stuff came in. Indoor, outdoor, all over the grounds. Just absolutely extraordinary. And what will happen in situations like this is there will be dealers that come around or brokers that come around, and they're eyeing the jewelry, they're eyeing the artwork, they're looking at the furniture or whatever. And what somebody else just sees as a piece of junk, they're looking at and going, ah, now there's a prize right there. There's a prize right there. Let me pick this out the market at a really cheap price. I'm going to restore it. I am going to give it some tender, loving care such that its real beauty, its potency, its strength, its vibrancy, whatever that thing is about it, becomes so apparent that there's no question anymore about its worth, that I will help to unleash the value within it. And that's what happens with us, is that we go around sometimes and we look in the mirror, we look at other people, and all we see is the tarnish. You know, we see the dust, we see the skid marks, we see the cracks and the tears and the water stains and all the rest of these kinds of things. And we miss the real beauty that's us, that underneath all of that, we are powerful spiritual beings. We're perfect, we're whole, and we are complete. But here's the thing, is that we have to be restored. We have a capacity to restore, but we have to turn to something that can, in fact, restore us, something that can look beyond all of the hurts and the pains and the flaws and all of the things that we've done, and to uplift us to our rightful place. We each can be restored because we have the capacity to rejuvenate. Why can we restore? Because we're not our stuff. Because first and foremost, we're fundamentally not just human beings. Who we are is more than the sum total of the circumstances and the conditions that we've been subjected to. That as divine spiritual beings, we are more than that. We're more than that. We are part of the only thing that is, the great energy, the wisdom, the intelligence that created the moon and the stars and the galaxies, breathed the breath of life to in us in of the beginning, made us out of itself. We have a spiritual DNA that is transcendent. And it trumps anything that's going on in this outer world. Our capacity to be able to restore, to rejuvenate is always there. But what we have to do is acknowledge it, to give it permission to happen. Listen to what I just said. We have to acknowledge it, to give it permission to happen. Attitudes like, we don't deserve. Declarations like, there's not enough. Energy of shame or hiding. Anything and everything that would prevent us from showing up fully is impacting our ability to get restored. See, we have to be willing to show up with all of the so-called flaws and foibles and idiosyncrasy and quirks and all the rest of that. We have to be willing to show up just as we are, just as we are. I'm getting an image now. I'm one of those people that's guilty of this. It's been some time since I've had anybody coming to the house and cleaning up. And I'm one of those kind of people who would clean up for the cleanup person. You know, I'd clean up before them so that they wouldn't have as much to clean up, and primarily so that they wouldn't think that poorly of me, you know, that they wouldn't think that I was kind of slob or something like that. I was too embarrassed just to let them come into the house and clean up. You know, how many of us are like that? We don't want anybody to show up. We don't want anybody to be too close to us in a relationship. We don't want anybody to physically come into our home or just come into our energy or psychic space because we don't think it's cleaned up enough. You know, we have some energy of hiding. And I said, no, 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 no. If we want to be restored, we have to be willing to stand in the sunlight. If we want to be restored, we have to be willing to stand naked in the sunlight, without shame, without guilt, without pretense. We have to bear open the wounds so that the balm, B-A-L-M, the balm of the divine, like a salve for our soul, can, like an ointment that's just spread all over us to help us to heal, to help to bring us back into a state of wholeness. Why is this so important? Because when we don't know this, instead of turning within for the restoration, instead of realizing that there's something within that just needs to be polished up a bit, we begin to think that we are the things that came to us. We begin to think that we are the things that didn't come to us or whatever it is that's happened in life. And we won't give ourselves permission to accept the goodness that's always there. When we don't know that we are already good, then we're busy trying to chase after it. We're busy trying to get it from people, places, and things. So rather than thinking, oh, well, all I need is a little bit more restoration, I'm thinking my good is in you. And how can I manipulate you into my life? When I don't realize it's who I really am and who I already am, then I think it's about my job or my baby's daddy giving me some money, the Social Security check, or whatever that is that I've become emotionally and psychologically dependent upon. It's like, no, 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 no. We, underneath it all, are already perfect, whole, and complete. We are already perfect, whole, and complete. We are like the phoenix that rises above its own ashes. We just have to give ourselves permission. We have to say it's okay. We've got to quit thinking of ourselves as damaged good or as other people as damaged good. We have to get our ego stuff out of the way that wants to tell us that somehow we've messed up or we've messed up so much that we've ruined our life or ruined other people's lives or ruined this or that. We're not, you know what? We're not that important. We're not that big. You can't ruin your life. You can't. There's nothing that you can do that would be so bad that God wouldn't have the ability or the capacity to restore you. There is nothing. That we are being given back even the years that the locusts have eaten. There is nothing. But we must do, like the song says that we just heard, let go of the fight and the struggle. I actually wrote those lyrics. Release our need to control. I let go of the fight and the struggle. I release my need to control. This day I get out of your way. Lord, this day I stand for peace. No longer tied to the things of this world, I know who I am in you. See, change my mind, change my heart, change my mind, change my life, change my heart. Grant me this brand new start. To be the all that I must be, I surrender me. I surrender me. Just breathe that in for a moment. To be restored, you have to surrender the story. To be restored, there has to be a part of you that's willing to get off the victim, villain, hero triangle, where those cast of characters have to be in your story, even if they're all applied just to you. As long as we are willing to know there's more than this, tap into that energy of the divine, we can be free. We can be free. I love that line in the 23rd Psalm. He leadeth me beside the still water. He leadeth me beside the green pasture. Restores my soul. Such a beautiful image to me. Restores my soul. Anybody can be restored. It just doesn't work as well when you try to restore yourself. It doesn't work quite as well when you turn into people, places, and things for your restoration instead of the eternal, instead of the divine. Because when you turn to people, places, and things, they will fail you. They will fail you. They can only last for so long. They're temporary. They're temporal. They are like sand. You don't want to anchor and build in sand. You want to be on something solid. That's how you get restored. It's turning to something solid. It's turning to something that's eternal. There's an inner wisdom. There's a guidance. There's a peace that passes all human understanding. There's something that whispers to you, you are more than this. Come on up a little higher. Use the wings that I have given you. Come up a little higher. That's when you get the restoration. When you're no longer conformed by this world, conforming to this world, when you allow yourself to be transformed by the renewing of your mind, then you get into restoration. So let's just all breathe that in for a moment. Let's breathe that in. Is there some story that you've been telling yourself about why you can't be restored or why you shouldn't be restored? Is there some story you've been telling yourself about something or somebody that can't be restored? What I know is that restoration is always possible. Oh, no, it may not look like the exact same thing, but that's okay. It doesn't have to be. when your life gets restored, it doesn't mean it's going to be replicated for what it used to. No, the restoration just means that the good within you, that which is beautiful and whole within you, is going to have another chance to live and thrive. That there will be a new crop, that there will be a new season, that there will be a new harvest. It's not the same buds from last year. No, they're new ones. They're new ones. And when you get restored, it's more than just going back to something. Oh no, you're catapult forward. Restoration is a forward motion, not just one that takes you back. Let's breathe on that. And we're going to go to a break. We'll give you the call-in telephone number so you can have it. And we'll tell it to you again when we get off of break. But please call in. We'd like to have a dialogue here, a really good conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. And make sure you press 1 on your keypad. Whew, we are going to take a break, as Rev D said. And you can post your questions in the chat room as well. We prefer that you call in. Or you can post it on the Life Conversations Radio like page. You are listening to Living in the Yes on lifeconversationsradio.com with Reverend Dr. Deborah L. Johnson. And as Rev D referenced, we started the show with Valerie Joy, Resurrect Me, to find out more information about that beautiful piece of creation. To get your own copy, your own MP3 files, go to iTunes, Valerie J-O-I. And you can take a piece of Valerie Joy and Rev D with you, especially when you're going to bed, to have those words just speak to your soul. And you can check out what Valerie Joy is doing by going to her website address, valeriejoi.com. And of course, you can find out more about Rev D's work by going to Inner Light Ministry, innerlightministries.com. We are going to take a break. We'll come back, come to you. I always have questions, so, you know, you better jump in there before I ask my question. You're listening to Living in the Yes on lifeconversationsradio.com. We'll be back.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. It's all about positivity. It's all about self-empowerment. It's all about life conversation.
Ready to live in the yes? Join me, Rev D, the Reverend Dr. Deborah Johnson, here Tuesday evenings, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific. Call in with your questions and comments as together we explore spiritual qualities and learn practical tools that unleash our spiritual power. We mix in some music, spoken word, readings, prophetic utterances. You want in on this? Living in the Yes, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific, right here on Light Conversations Radio.
Are you ready to come out to play? To passionately love and appreciate who you are? Join me, Mbasa Sophia, on the playground of life, the play experience, every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern, where we always serve a raw, delicious smorgasbord of healing the mind, the heart, and the soul into this spectacular circle of life. Are you ready? See you on the playground. Be there or be square. The Play Experience, 7 p.m. each Thursday, here on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
This is Life Coach Ade, host of the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show on Life Conversations Radio. Well, you know, no matter how much you grow in consciousness, no matter how much you know, you are going to interact with other people. So what's the point of being spiritual and being enlightened without learning to get along with others? Well, that's what the show is about. On the show, I share tools and techniques and just inspire you to celebrate your relationships, to celebrate who you are, because together we make a difference. You know, we need each other. And when we unite together, we can make magic happen. We can shift our perception and create miracles in our lives. Join me every Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
There are people in the world who make you feel that no matter how bad things are, you're going to make it. That though times are tough and the road looks rough, somehow you're going to reach your goal regardless of what you believe. That's what the 1-2 family is striving for. To be the voices that never say never and never tire of saying, you're going to make it. Join us, 1-2 Radio, 1-2 Listen, and 1-2Academy.com. We believe in you.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Welcome back. You are listening to Living in the Yes with Reverend Dr. Deborah L. Johnson on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Today's theme, today's topic is restoration. We invite you to join the conversation. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. And make sure you press 1 on your keypad. Welcome back, Rev D.
Yes. Good to be back.
Yes.
Let's give the call number.
347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Mariana said, she has a question too. She said, I thought I was the only one that cleaned my hotel room before the cleaning crew came in. Oh, gosh, I have a friend. I mean, growing up in Nigeria, it's hard to call somebody who's 80-year-old your friend because she's old enough to be my grandmother. But she is a friend and I love this woman. She's 80 and she calls herself the passionate senior. And there are times when she has people calling in. I mean, she is very passionate. She knows a way around computer. She's always learning. She's learning something now to do with her brain. She's like, well, I'm trying to renew my brain. You know, I know I don't have much time to go, but I want to renew the brain. She's so funny. She's always telling me about how when she has cleaners coming, she got to clean up first. If I call, I gotta go. I'm cleaning up. Cleaners are coming. I'm like, what? So, Mariana, you're not alone. There is a question from Mariana. She said, I do feel that I am being restored in every single aspect of my life. I find myself experiencing the pain of letting go and grieving coming on. Is that part of the restoration?
Yes.
Is that part of being restored? Okay.
Yes, it is. We become attached to everything that has been in our sphere, even if it's the stuff that we don't want. There's a way it's become familiar. It's become our family. So if you're, it's like if if you've got a dirty car, an antique car, and you're restoring it, then that means you're going to be wiping off some tarnish. You're going to be polishing off years and layers worth of protective coating. And when we're restored, a lot of times it means that we're having to let go of where we've been. Here's the other piece of restoration, though, that we don't understand in terms of grief. That when we grieve not only what we had and lost, we grieve what we didn't have. I want you to really hear what I'm saying. We grieve what it could have been. When you look at most couples that break up, that really like don't want to be together anymore, they're still grieving. But the grief isn't so much that they want to be back with that person and recreate it. They are grieving what it could have been. They're grieving their hopes, their dreams, their expectations. All right? They're having a hard time letting those go. But it isn't until we let that go that we can get restored. See, you can't be restored to love and health and wholeness as long as you're still hanging on to why didn't that other thing work out? We have to grieve the loss. I don't have that anymore. And I'm not going to have that. I'm not going to have that. But that doesn't mean that I'm not going to have something. So the grieving is, in many respects, self-induced. It's self-induced because we're the ones that attach the meaning to it. We're the ones that hold the significance to it. It's us. It's us. So you have a you have a 3-year-old, and they're licking their ice cream, and the ice cream falls off the cone onto the floor. Oh, they're in grief. They're wailing and hollering and carrying on. I mean, we got big drama here. But as you mature and you grow up, you begin to see it in perspective. So if you're 35 and your ice cream falls off the cone, well, hopefully you don't throw the same kind of tantrum that you might have at 3. Okay. Same loss, same ice cream gone, but the level of grief that we attach to it is our choice. It's representative of where we are in our whole sort of like developmental phase. And it's okay. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with grief. It's just recognize that this is what I need to do, this is what I need to go through to heal. To be restored. Not fight it. Just let yourself be in it. Don't label it bad, in other words.
I'm thinking of a lesson sermon you did a few weeks ago, which was quite powerful for me. And you were talking about using something along the lines of using what we know. Because when I think of restoration or anything, any of the spiritual principles to move us forward, I know sometimes I feel stuck. People I've spoken to would say, well, but I just don't know what to do. And one of the things that you were sharing is whatever spiritual principle, whatever you believe in, whatever you believe works, use that. If it's just one thing, if you believe God is good all the time, wear it out. And I see how those two can link, because rather than getting too intellectual about, well, I like what I'm hearing, it feels good, and I want to restore, we don't have to even understand how to surrender. If there's one spiritual principle that we know, it's really about using that till we can, well, I don't even know if to prove to ourselves, because once we believe in it, then it's about using it.
The biggest thing that any of us can do at any given time is start getting into gratitude. If you can get out of the pity party, stop wallowing for a moment, and start expressing a little bit of gratitude, then I guarantee that's going to shift everything. Anything, everything. Lack, limitation, guilt, fear, shame, worry, doubt, confusion, betrayal, whatever. Okay? That's the vibration that you want to start getting into. Because once you start getting into gratitude, you start seeing possibilities then. And the reason why we don't restore is because we can't see any other possibilities. We think we're stuck with what's in front of us. But it's not true. Give ourselves permission to even begin to imagine that restoration is possible. You don't have to know how. You really don't. If you get stuck on the not knowing how, pain pushes until vision pulls. If you get stuck on the not knowing how, you're going to have to go through enough pain. And sometimes we call it hitting the bottom before you give yourself permission to start rising above. The drama is optional. Drama is optional. We don't have to get that low. Because God is everywhere. See, if you find God at the bottom, guess what? You pass God up. Like if God's down at the 10th rung, you pass God up at 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You get to decide what's your bottom. I tell people all the time, my bottom is just higher now. I don't have to get that low before I go, you know what? I'm ready to be resurrected. I'm ready to be restored. I don't need the story. I don't have to know who was right, who was wrong. I don't have to figure all that out. I'm not going to stay stuck till somebody apologizes to me or makes amends. Or I'm not going to stay here till you figure out you ruined my life. Heaven forbid I should move on and you think, oh, what you did really wasn't that bad anyway. So I got to stay stuck here till you figure out you messed everything up. We do that individually. We do that as whole groups of people. No. We don't have to do all that. Any moment we want the restoration, all we have to do is claim it.
My bottom is getting higher as I listen to you. I like that. I like that. Yeah. My bottom is higher now. Not interested in the stories. We invite you to join the conversation. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Press 1 on your keypad. Rev D, sort of going a slight different, well, it's not really much of a different direction. It all ties together because I actually believe what I'm about to say can help in the restoration. You've talked about grace, and I listened to a conference call a few days ago, and it just sort of brought that back to me. And I want you to speak on grace. One of the things, the lady who was doing the conference call said that really got my attention. It was, she said, the law of grace trumps law of attraction. And she started to explain why. And I was like, yes, because what you've always said is grace is unmerited good. And she was just saying, with law of attraction, sometimes you got to do this extra work and make sure you raise your vibration and you do this. I mean, there are things you got to do, quote unquote, when it comes to grace. But law of attraction, oftentimes, there's things that needs to be done to get an alignment. And when she spoke about the law of grace, it's just sort of shifted something in me. But I want to hear your take on grace, how you see it. Well, I want to hear it again. You've spoken on it before, but we can always hear it again.
Well, she's absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. That the laws of attraction are dealing with your vibrational field, which is forever changing all the time. I mean, throughout any one given day, how many different moods do we have? How many different thought patterns do we have? God's grace, because grace is given to us. My spirit definition defines grace as the place where your spoken and unspoken needs delight in my intentional provision, where your spoken and unspoken needs delight in my intentional provision. See, grace, charis in Greece, in Greek, from which we get the word charity, and it's defined as unmerited favor, and we have taken unmerited to mean undeserving. Like it's God provision for us because we shouldn't have it. It's unmerited because it can't be earned. It's not a merit system. It's not doled out because of anything that you've done. It's not God's provision and grace for you is just because you are. Just because you are. It so trumps laws of attraction. Because this is the provision that's going all the time, even when your emotions are going haywire, even when you're sending out all kinds of cross purposes all over the place, there's something that's still waking you up every morning. There's something that's watching over you. There's something that's making your heart beat. There's something that's making sure that there's still music in the air. There's something healing us to keep giving and caring when we've been knocked down time and time again. God's grace is the provision for us just because. Just because we exist. You take a newborn baby, you know, a six-month-old. Why do they deserve anything? You know, what have they earned? What contribution have they made to the gross national product? Why should they just be whining and thinking that they just get anything just because they cry? Who are they? And it may sound funny, but we have this sense that they don't need to do anything. They're here. And that's good enough. They're here, and just because they're here, they deserve. When does that shift? At what age is just being here not good enough? Is it 5? Is it 10? Is it 15? Is it 20? You know, at what point, just being a child of God that exists on this planet is insufficient for you to deserve life and the goodness that life has to offer? when I do a lot of prison outreach work, and we do quite a bit with the Muslim group, the Muslim American Society, and the Imam Michael Salam. I just love him to death. The African American guy raised Church of God in Christ like me from Tennessee, and he turned Muslim in church in prison, like so many of the guys do. And he was telling this story. He's just a great storyteller. He says, every child, every baby speaks the same language. Wah! Wah! They all speak the same language. Wah! He says, and you just kind of begin to figure it out after a while. The man has 7 sons. No daughters, but 7 sons. And he says, you begin to figure it out. He says, you know, you begin to, you know, this cry, eh, you know, this is I'm wet. Eh, you know, this is I'm hungry. Eh, you know, pick me up. But, you know, you begin to, you know, like figure it out and respond to whatever the baby needs. And then he just got this look on his face and he said, and when did you stop hearing my cry? That really hit me hard. Like, when did we stop noticing that? Or feeling like people deserved something just because they existed? God's grace trumps everything. Always there for us. You just have to believe it. To accept it, you have to show up. It's there. It isn't that more of it's going to be given to you. It's that you, if you don't see it, you can't receive it. But it's always there. I want to share this story briefly about God's grace. I remember I was having this conversation. It was a number of years ago when I was still in Los Angeles. And this guy that knew that I was on a ministerial track was arguing with me, trying to convince me that there wasn't a God and that we didn't need faith. He was an IV drug user, toe down, even as we're having this conversation. And I finally looked at him and I said, you know what, my brother? I said, you can tell me about how much you don't believe in God, but you know what? You believe in God a whole lot more than I do. He said, what you talking about? What you talking about? I said, yeah, you do. Because, see, you really think that you can shoot up like this today, pass out for a few days, and something going to restore you, wake you up, restore you enough to do this all over again. That's a lot of faith. I said, my brother, I ain't got that much faith. I really don't. I'd be afraid I'm going to die. I said, but clearly, you think while you passed out, something is going to come and restore you. That's grace. That's grace. By law of attraction? Just law of attraction? No, his body would not get restored. But there's something else.
Now that's a story. Because as I think about it, I mean, I can't say I know what it's like because I've never used drugs, but I can't imagine that any drug user out there believe they're going to die by using the drug and they'll continue to use it. So clearly they believe they're going to wake up another day.
No, But some of them do think they're going to die. Some of them are actually trying to die.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Some of them will believe that.
Hmm.
And they use again, sometimes in their despair, oh, God, I'm here again. You know, it's like, you know, but it's just this guy had no intention of dying.
Mm.
He was happy with his drugs and trying to explain to me he didn't need God because he had his stash. It's like, okay, but let me tell you, that's God. That's saving you enough to use that stash.
Mm. Mm. Quick question, because we've got a few minutes to go. And I think of, you know, I with the show, I like us to go personal as well as global. Would it be fair to say that humanity is going through restoration right now?
Oh, of course. Oh, yeah. Big time. And it's not always pretty.
Mm-mm.
Okay, and
it's not
always fun.
Mm-mm.
But you can't restore until you pull back the layers. You know, you can't restore the object if you keep it in the closet. You got to bring it out and shine the light on it. Restore from being an addict. Until you're willing to admit that you are one. And I highly, 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 highly recommend my second volume of Your Deepest Intent. My second volume is called Your Deepest Intent. It's the second volume of the Letters from the Infinite series, where it speaks of this greatly. The last section is about us. Collectively, these are spirit letters, these divine messages that come in the form of letters, about this very thing that you're talking about, like the restoration that we're going through as a society and what it means. And you have a little, when you understand that restoration is taking place, you have a little bit more patience and even more appreciation. Kind of like when you know a little something, and you see somebody grieving over a loved one that they've recently lost, you empathize with their pain, but there's a part of you that also rejoices. You're like, oh, I'm glad that they're just getting this out now. Know that it's not stuck, because the only way that they're ever going to restore is to get on the other side of this. That if they don't grieve, don't give themselves permission to grieve, they'll never restore. Clinging on to where they were.
That is so true.
Yeah, restoration. So, you know, it may mean being still a minute. Your body temple is restoring. It may mean you have a little time out. You might be immobilized. You might be hospitalized. Restoration may mean surgery. Emotional, spiritual, physical. You know, restoration may mean a lot of things.
Mm.
So don't just judge by the appearances. You say, oh my God, they're slicing him open.
Mm.
But yeah, if they're giving him a new heart valve, that's part of the process.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be, oh God, why am I going through this? It feels like I'm being sliced open. Oh yeah? A new heart. Being given a new heart. Spirit, let us say that the psalm, creating me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me, that this new heart is one that only God can create. It said it described it more as a heart transplant. That when you pray that prayer, you got to be willing to turn yours in for another one.
And you need some painkillers or something.
Yeah, not just pick and choose, but yeah, exactly.
Yes. Got a question here from Mariana. She said, in that case, I'm so grateful. Well, statement and a question. She said, I'm so grateful for all of it because I am being restored once and for all. Well, and then she goes on to say, then why do we call it self-induced? She said, feeling sorry for oneself. Why is it called self-induced? She say, why do people say get off the pity party sometime? Or pity, what's it? Why do people get off the pity party? Or something like that, she said.
There's no restoration to end all restoration. it's kind of like it's like the cycles. It's like the cycles of life. There's not one springtime to end all springtimes. That the spring is followed by the summer and the fall and the winter. And then it's spring again. And so it is with our lives. We're never, life isn't always springtime. Sometimes there's autumn. Sometimes there's the fall. Stuff is falling away. You know, the winter is not just a barren time. It's a slumber time. There's a balance. You know, when you don't have the winter and you don't have the cold. I mean, we're finding it now. I mean, with all the global, you know, warming and the changing of the climate, is that no, you need. You need a balance. Everything can't be hot. Something's got to be, you know, balanced and cold somewhere. So just know that this restoration is a continuous process. It's absolutely continuous. And we should expect that. That should be our saving grace. Because if we don't, listen to what I'm saying, if we don't, then we get afraid. If we don't, then I just feel like, okay, all right, it's you know, 1980, okay, and I got restored. And then it's 1990, and it's 2000, and then I'm feeling a little tired, but I'm not going to get any more restoration, so I got to make the restoration I had 20 years ago last me for the whole rest of my life. I said, no. The cells in your body are constantly rejuvenating and restoring. The body you have today is not the body you had yesterday. Life is forever regenerating and rejuvenating itself. Forever. The restoration part is that it just allows us to go back to a more perfect pattern. So in this reduplication and the repeating, the multiplication of life, that we don't have to just keep staying on the, you know, like the hamster wheel or something that's off. We have the capacity to go back to the underlying pattern, to go back more to the divine prototype, to go back more to the way that it ought to be. It's like if you take a kid that's been battered and abused and tossed around on the streets or foster care all their life or whatnot, that in this life, they may not have ever really known kindness. or love or safety. But underneath all of that is still a human being. It's still a human being that's just as valuable and worthy and everything else. And if they're willing to, their dignity and humanity and sense of themselves as a divine being can be restored. Because every person has, I said in the beginning, that capacity to rejuvenate and to rise above any circumstance. So whenever stuck, we get into the laws of attraction. We get into, you know, I made my bed and I got to lie in it. Laws of attraction keep us thinking in hindsight and not forward all the time. What did I do to create this? Why is this here? You know, me. It's self-centered and it gets us too stuck on our ego. What am I doing? How can I shift? How can I change? You know, where is it going to come from? What do I need to do? And is it new? Grace isn't coming or going because of you. Like God is providing not because of everything we've done. God is providing us in spite or despite everything we have done. They're beautiful letters on grace and the sacred yes. And if you have that book, the volume one of the Letters from Infinite series, I highly recommend it. There's a letter called Grace and a letter called Amazing Grace. Check those out.
Page 212.
All right.
Thank you,
Rev D. Thank you, everybody.
We love you. Thank you for all you do, and look forward to partaking in your download for next week.
All right. You take care.
Peace and blessings.
All right.
You too.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
We are being restored, and we are rising above. We are saying yes to life. Are you ready? Pick up Rev D's book, The Sacred Yes, or books, The Sacred Yes. And your deepest intent. The books will change your life. Go to her website, deborahjohnson.org. Make sure you use .org, not .com, to find out more about her book. You can also find it on online, Amazon, Amazon.com. And The Sacred Yes, Letters from the Infinite, and Volume 2, Your Deepest Intent. We love you. We bless you. We appreciate you, and we thank God for you. Thank you for saying yes. Thank you for living in the yes. Thank you for joining us for tonight. This is Valerie Joy. Rise above. Peace and blessings.
spiritual place that you are ascending.
Rise
above the clouds,
pierce
through the rain.
To
the joy
and the peace that you are sure to gain.
Embrace God's grace forever present, for in oneness you have divine access to every blessing. So live in the yes,
affirm the truth.
Life Conversations. It's all about positivity. It's all about self-empowerment. It's all about Life Conversations.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.